And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to you on Radio Veritas and to the program As the Sun Sets. I know many of you look forward to this time of prayer and reflection. And of course, we come to the end of the day, and then it truly is a time for us simply to say, sit back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of this day and for all that we've been able to do, for the people we've met, the kind things people have said of us. Maybe we've said a few things or done a few things which have upset people. A time for us to say, I'm sorry. But above all, a time just to be in the presence of the Lord and to praise Him as we come to the end of the day. Today is the 25th of April. It's the feast of St. Mark, the great evangelist. And so the prayer, the evening prayer, is going to be that of St. Mark. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Make you
I have become a minister of the gospel according to the bountiful gift of God. Alleluia. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have become a minister of the gospel according to the bountiful gift of God. Alleluia. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, to have a share in its blessings. Alleluia. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. And then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. And they come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, to have a share in its blessings. Alleluia. To me this grace was given, to preach to the peoples the unsearchable riches of Christ. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To me this grace was given, to preach to the peoples the unsearchable riches of Christ. Alleluia. Our gospel reading this evening is taken from the gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the 11, "Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and there at the right hand of God, he took his place, while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. Well, today, as I said, we celebrate the feast of Saint Mark, who was a great apostle. He went with Paul to many different places. He was in Rome with Paul and with Saint Peter, and his gospel is based on Peter's teaching in Rome. So Paul must have been a great listener as he listened to people like Peter and Saint Paul, and eventually wrote the gospel. And his was the first gospel, in fact. All the other Gospels are based on that of Mark. Now, a couple of things about St. Mark that I find always rather fascinating. First of all, in general, St. Mark has a certain urgency about the proclamation of the Gospel, and you'll often hear it coming out in his Gospel, in his text, immediately, straight away, and that sort of language. So that, and you can see it's not just something that was by chance that he put in like that. It was deliberately put in because the gospel is urgent. It needs to be preached. It needs to be shared with people, and it's urgent. It's not something that we can sort of sit back on our laurels and say, well, you know, Jesus did it all. No, no. The gospel is an urgent gospel. It's a gospel that needs to be preached to bring people joy and hope. So there's an urgency about the Gospel of Mark. And the other synoptic Gospels, Luke and Matthew, they look back to the Gospel of Mark and they take his Gospel. It's the shortest of the Gospels, Mark. And it's a very beautiful Gospel, in fact. So Mark's urgent, his Gospel is urgent, his Gospel is short, sweet, and to the point. The others unpack a lot more of the things that are in the Gospel of Mark. But today the Gospel has the description of Jesus saying to the 11, they must go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news. And then they list a whole lot of things which seem so incredible. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name, they will cast out devils, they will have the gift of tongues, they will pick up snakes in their hands, they will be unharmed should they drink deadly poison, they will lay their hands on the sick who will recover. And then Jesus leaves them and he ascends to his Father and sits at the right hand of God, taking his place there while they went everywhere, preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. Now we can get stuck, I think, in some of these sorts of things, but I would like to say that we need to look between the lines and sometimes even a little bit below the line and see what is Mark really saying to us. I want us, first of all, to look at the world in which we live today and to look at ourselves and to see there are our own shortcomings and failings. To look at the world and see that we still have a long way to go to being that new creation, that perfect world that Jesus speaks about and that the scriptures speak about, uttering in a new creation, a new world. And the new world is not going to be another planet Earth, so to speak. It's going to be this place that we're living in, this planet, this galaxy. But what's going to change is that the selfishness and the greed, the bribery, the corruption, the everything that's so untoward, everything that's that is against, for example, the Ubuntu values, everything that is inhuman, everything that is shot through with evil and that sort of thing, that these things are going to be changed. And you will say to me, but it's impossible. How are we going to change all these things? It's somehow into the marrow of the bones of people, marrow of the bones of society and politics and so on, the kind of evil that's there. And you say, it's never going to be able to change. Now, what Mark is saying to us today is, when we preach the gospel, and it must be preached, when we preach the gospel and proclaim the gospel, it is not just your words or my words that are going to be proclaimed. It is the Lord Jesus. Notice now, they went away everywhere, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs and the wonders. So it's not their words that bring about the signs and the wonders, but it's the Lord working in them and through them that's going to bring about the signs and the wonders. It's almost in spite of our shortcomings and failings, when we proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, it's the word, the Holy Spirit, it's Jesus speaking in us and through us that confirms what we are preaching, and it brings about the word of God and brings about the changes. What sort of changes? The impossible changes. Which impossible changes? Well, Mark describes them, and he says what's going to be associated is they're going to cast out devils. It seems impossible, doesn't it? They'll have the gift of tongues to do something which is so different, so difficult. They will pick up snakes in their hands. My word, who will want to do that sort of thing? And they'll be unharmed. Should they drink deadly poison? So these are all impossible things, or seemingly impossible things, that Mark is talking about. But let's see that these things that Mark is talking about today are really signs of what seems to be impossible out there in the world. To bring about the new creation, it's almost as you need something earth-shattering to bring about a new creation. And what Mark is telling us today, it's in the proclamation of the Word of God, the proclamation of the gospel, that whatever seems impossible in life and in the world, in the church, in society, in our own hearts, whatever seems impossible can be changed, will be changed, not because of my word, not at all, but because of the word, it's Jesus working in us and through us as we proclaim the gospel. Proclaim it by word of mouth. Proclaim the gospel by the way we live. That somehow Jesus brings about that change. And that's what Mark says is urgent. Don't dilly-dally. Get stuck into the word. Get stuck into the proclamation of the gospel. Let the power of Jesus work in us and through us, despite our shortcomings and failings, that we can become a new creation, a new people. And I think this is what Mark was excited about. There are lots of things we can say about Mark, and I'm not a scripture scholar, but I know something about Mark and something about the scriptures. But there is an urgency, says Mark, about the proclamation of the gospel. And I pray that you and I will share that urgency of the gospel as in our lives we proclaim the good news. And remember, whatever change comes about in your heart or in mine, in the church, in society, in politics, wherever, it's the grace of God, the grace of Jesus Christ working in us and through us that accompanies us and transforms what is so untoward and so ungodly into what is divine and hopeful to people. So these are just some of the things that I wanted to share with you today. So important for us to remember that it's not just my word that's important. It's the word of God working in us and through us that brings about the change, the new world, the new creation. Tell of the glory of the Lord and announce it among the nations. Alleluia, alleluia. Speak of his wonderful deeds to all peoples. Tell of the glory of the Lord and announce it among the nations. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Tell of the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. Alleluia, alleluia. The word of the Lord endures forever, and that word is the gospel which has been preached to you. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The word of the Lord endures forever, and that word is the gospel which has been preached to you. Alleluia. O God and Father of light, you called us to the true faith through the gospel of your Son. We pray to him now for all his holy people, saying, remember your church, O Lord. Father, you raised your Son from the dead to be the shepherd of a huge flock. Make us his witnesses to the ends of the earth. You sent your Son into the world to proclaim the good news to the poor. Grant that we may bring his gospel into the darkness of people's lives. You sent your Son to plant in our hearts the seed of imperishable life. May we labor to sow his word and reap a harvest of joy. You sent your Son to reconcile the world with yourself by the shedding of his blood. Let us become his fellow workers in restoring people to your friendship. You placed your Son at your own right hand in heaven. Receive the dead into the happiness of your kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, you chose out the evangelist St. Mark and ennobled him with grace to preach the gospel. Let his teaching so improve our lives that we may walk faithfully in the footsteps of Christ. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon us and remain with us always. Thank you. Beautiful rendition there by the Anglican Church of St. Thomas at their Flower Festival. And this is conducted and accompanied by Sue Cock. Lovely music coming to us. It's, of course, Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, which brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very, very much for joining me on this, the Feast of St. Mark. I hope you're going to have a wonderful, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.